Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 22nd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30 today, we're going to welcome in our friend Craig Broren, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent. He's bringing Christy Slattery with him, Principal of Think Academy. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, in studio, we have with us Hannah Larkin Rolsey. Am I saying her? Rolsey. Yeah. She is, of course, Elderly Benefits Specialist with our Central Wisconsin ADRC. Hannah, good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
I want to mark this as our first time having you in studio, so that is a lot of fun.
It is, yes. I've been on here with COVID, but we've only ever talked over the phone, so it's really nice to be in your new studio. It's great here.
It's great to have you here. We're looking forward to having you back sometime, but we got to treat you good first, so you got to have a good experience this first time. And we appreciate, real quick, I do want to get to, Hannah, how much we appreciate the EDRC and all the work you guys do over there. Your team does some amazing, vital work in this community, and we appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you so much. We love Wisconsin Rapids. We love this community, so it's great to be a part of it.
Your topic today is an important one and a really interesting one. The extra benefits heard on Medicare TV commercials and the Flex card, kind of getting in some of this. So what are some of the trends we're seeing in the Medicare commercials that made you want to touch on this topic?
Yeah, so we get a lot of questions at the Aging and Disability Resource Center about all of the commercials that are airing right now. You've probably seen them. They've started airing, about August, and they don't stop until about April the following year. And the reason that you're seeing all of these commercials is that because between October and March of every year, there are many different enrollment windows for Medicare. So between October and December, you have the enrollment window for prescription drug coverage. And then January through March, you have the open enrollment window for regular Medicare Part A and B. And then there's even a third enrollment window for people who currently have an Advantage plan. And that's what's playing right now. So if you are watching any sort of television, you're seeing famous athletes or TV personalities who state that they have important information for you on Medicare. So these commercials are really designed to make you feel like you're missing out on hundreds, if not thousands of dollars that you might be entitled to. And they're really good at gearing it towards you as well. So you'll even hear them say, if you live at this zip code, you're missing out on something special. But the most common trend that we are seeing now, and the one that we're getting a lot of questions about, is something called a Flex card. Mm-hmm. So these are cards that you can use at stores, or even cards to help you make payments towards things like utility bills or grocery bills. So that's what we're seeing the biggest trend now with Medicare.
Hannah, when it comes to first, just before we get into the Flex card, when it comes to these commercials and some of this has been going on our whole lives. This has been going on for a long time, these kind of things. But in this day and age, we're getting better and better about seeing, I call them hustles because of where I'm from and how I grew up, but it really scams is what they are. We're seeing more and more through those, and we're having more and more information brought up to be able to see through these things. But this is a little different than your normal one, where it's, you know, an email that you get that seems a little fishy or something like that. These are celebrities. These are people that we know, that we feel like we know, and that are oftentimes marketing some of these things. And that brings with it a bit of, like, well, that they wouldn't lie, or they wouldn't put their name to something that isn't true or something like that, when we do know that this happens from time to time. And I also think that the other end of this too, that's where the questions, the curiosity comes from, and the understanding is I think understandable, because laws change, and every year there seems to be different benefits available or things that aren't available. So people are going to have questions, and with those questions, that's why we got an ADRC.
Yes, that is. We are here to cut that red tape and to look at those commercials and tell you, are these legitimate companies? And that is the hard part, is that these are famous people, famous athletes, TV personalities that are telling you this information. So know that they are legitimate. They're not even necessarily a scam, which is even harder to sort through. But the most important thing to remember is that these are in no way represented by Medicare. They're not associated with Medicare, really, or any state or federal government. So just know that when you are calling these commercials, you are calling a private independent insurance company or sales agent. And if you watch those commercials on the really fine print way at the bottom, you're even going to see that it says, we are not affiliated with any government agency. We're not Medicare. And there's a lot of clues within mm-hmm. those commercials outside of that fine print that you can know that these are not federal or Medicare agencies. So if you know about Medicare, if you're on Medicare currently, you know that original Medicare does not cover things like eyeglasses, hearing aids. They don't cover dental or they don't buy you groceries. So as soon as you start hearing them talk about those extra benefits, just know in your brain, put that little nugget back there, that these are not associated with Medicare.
Are there any other kind of telltale signs that let you know, hey, this is something to question, not just immediately call them up and give your information to them?
Well, first and foremost, Medicare, the federal government, they're not ever going to put out any TV commercials. They might put out some mailings. So you might get legitimate mailings from Medicare or Social Security or the federal government, but they're always going to have the Medicare and Social Security insignia up at the top right-hand corner. So look for that directly. If you don't see that, or if you see something that sounds like a insurance company name, so Humana, United Healthcare, just know that those are private companies. They're not actually Medicare.
So just hammering this home, that as far as things to know before you call any of these commercials, if you do, keeping in mind what Hannah has been saying about the Medicare, federal government, not going to be pumping out commercials with celebrities anytime soon.
No, probably. It would be nice if they would, but they're not going to.
They don't really seem to have the budget for that.
Not normally.
So what are they, Hannah? What are some of these things that we're talking about here today?
Yeah, so these companies are often associated with what's called an Advantage plan. So Advantage plans, again, they're private insurance companies, and they do vary greatly from state to state and even county to county. So it's extremely important to understand that in these commercials, if you listen closely, they're never going to guarantee you the extra benefits. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because unlike Medicare, which is federal nationwide, these companies are sold by zip code, and you'll even hear them say, give us a call, give us your zip code, we'll tell you what's available to you. So most of these benefits that they are referring to, you also need to meet their eligibility guidelines. Most of the benefits that they have, they're not even available to individuals in our area. So the unfortunate thing is Wood County, we don't have a huge population. You know, we're not retirement Florida or retirement New Mexico. So a lot of the benefits, they're just not here. But these commercials, they are nationwide. So they're not going to give you a zip code. They're going to say, give us a call, tell us your zip code, and then we'll tell you if these are available to us in Wood County.
How do you know in these commercials, as far as the Flex card goes, how do we know if that is something that would be good for somebody or not?
Yeah, so these Advantage plans, they do come with great extra benefits if you qualify for those benefits. And if you do, oftentimes you do already need to be enrolled in some sort of state assistance. So that would be something like Medicaid, also called the Forward Healthcare Card. Food share is a form of state assistance in our area. And the majority of the time, those flex cards are only available to people who already receive Medicare and Medicaid state assistance. So if you know that you don't qualify for that state assistance, it's a pretty good indicator that you're probably not going to qualify for that flex card. Now, if you do have state assistance like Medicaid, absolutely, that might be something you want to look into. These companies, like I said, they are legitimate companies, but they do limit your coverage, and they now limit it to in-network and out-of-network doctors. So if you are curious about those flex cards, we always want you to check first before you call the companies or those phone numbers directly that you see on those commercials. Give us a call here at the ADRC. Or you can even call Medicare directly, and they can tell you if maybe this might be an Advantage plan that would benefit you or is even available to you in Wood County.
We're speaking with Hannah Larkin-Rolsey, Elder Benefits Specialist with our ADRC of Central Wisconsin. Hannah, what exactly are they selling? I think going into that might help people a little bit too.
Yeah, so Advantage plans are selling you healthcare coverage that really takes over your current Medicare coverage. So if you have Medicare or something like a Medigap or supplement policy, just know that if you do enroll into one of these Advantage plans, you are privatizing your Medicare coverage. So everything is now going to go to this Advantage plan. They now dictate your health care, your in and out of network providers. And they can offer you extra benefits outside of Medicare, which is nice. And if you are struggling, that might be something that you want to look into, especially if you're struggling meeting those copays for things like vision, dental. Keep in mind, typically these Advantage plans offer you just that preventative benefit. But it is something out there that we're happy to look at for you. Now, if you do see the Flex Card, just know that Flex Card is an extra benefit sold by these insurance companies. It's not a guarantee, but typically Flex Cards can be used at grocery stores. Sometimes you can even use them at utility companies to pay things like a phone bill or a gas or electric bill, which is nice. We always encourage people, though, before you enroll to get that Flex Card, check the plan to make sure your doctors, your pharmacies are all in network. We wouldn't want any surprises if you go to the doctor and you find out, oh, now they're not in network, but at least you have that Flex Card. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, if you have called and you've changed and you want a triple check, feel free to give the ADRC a call. We'll walk you through that as well.
Speaking of walking through things, let's walk through the Advantage plan. What is the Advantage plan, Hannah?
Yeah, so Advantage plans, like I said, they really privatize your insurance policy. So if you do enroll into an Advantage plan, you do have to have Medicare already, both A and B. And when you go to the doctor, your doctors are no longer going to be billing Medicare. They're going to be billing these Advantage plans directly. They are private insurance companies which contract with Medicare to track your enrollment. And all of these Advantage plans, you now need to get your health benefits directly from those in-network providers. So if you go to Marshfield Clinic or Aspirus here in our area, you want to make sure that Advantage plan is accepted either at Marshfield Clinic or at Aspirus. Maybe you see a specialist over in Eau Claire or La Crosse. You also want to make sure that specialist is now in-network with those Advantage plans as well.
What's the most common phrase that these companies are using?
So one of the most common phrases, that Flex Card. That's what we're hearing across the board. And these phrases, they sound very official. So they're often confused with the legitimate food share cards or Quest Card or Forward Healthcare cards. So those ones, the food share, Forward Health, those are legitimate state programs here in Wisconsin or here in Wood County. The Flex Card, you'll even hear it sometimes called food cards, which can be very confusing if you're confusing that with food share cards. But one more time, these are sold directly from the private insurance companies, and they're in no way associated with any state or federal benefit. And something to always keep in mind, too, if these Flex cards sound appealing and they sound really great to you, just know that they are not regulated by Medicare. So there's no guarantee that these Flex cards are going to even exist from 1 year to the next.
That's an important part to keep in mind. I think that's a really key thing to bring up. Nice.
Yes. Yep.
So what happens if you enroll into one of these plans?
So just know that if you do enroll into an Advantage plan, you are dropping your current health care coverage. And that means if you currently have an Advantage plan, you are disenrolling from that Advantage plan and enrolling into your new Advantage plan. If you do have something, take a look at your current insurance cards that says supplement or Medigap policy. Just know that you cannot have a supplement policy and an Advantage plan at the same time. You have to pick between one or the other. So if you do enroll into an Advantage plan to get that Flex Card, just know that you are now disenrolling from your current healthcare coverage. And it can be very difficult to get back into any previous sort of coverage you had. So if you did enroll and you find out you just don't like it, or maybe that Flex Card isn't as great as you were kind of hoping it was going to be, please give us a call. We're happy to walk through and see if there's anything that we can do to fix that problem for you.
Hannah, we understand that it's tough for just about anybody out there making ends meet. Things can get difficult out there. So what should a person do if they feel they need extra help paying for food and utility bills?
Yeah, so the first thing I would always encourage you to do is to not call these Advantage plans. Please don't call the phone numbers on the commercials. While they sound great, keep in mind these are sales agents. They're really good at selling their product and making it seem like they're going to give you the world and make things easy for you. There are legitimate state and federal programs out there to help you. So if you are struggling with food or buying groceries, give the Aging and Disability Resource Center a call. We can assess you and see if maybe you would qualify for that food share. Food share is a really great benefit for people in our area. Oftentimes people associate that with food stamps, and maybe they don't want to use a stamp book when they go to the grocery store. Just know that that's no longer the case. So food share cards, they now just look like a debit card. They even come with a PIN number that you set up. You swipe it right at the grocery store, enter your PIN, and it's no longer an actual stamp book that you need to carry with you. So we're always happy to see if that might be something that would aid you. We can also help assess you for things like energy assistance at the Aging and Disability Resource Center. So before you call to get that flex card to help pay your electric bill, give us a call. We can see if maybe you would qualify for energy assistance, and we can even help you with that application as well.
Yeah, this is their wheelhouse, everybody. This is what the ADRC does. They are informed. They are up to date on these things. So as far as benefits go and being able to find them, nobody's going to be able to find them better for you and hunt that stuff down for you better than the ADRC. You don't need to go to these special 1-800 numbers or these companies or anything like that. And if one of those companies is going to be beneficial, the ADRC are going to be the first ones to help you find that information and sign up for those things. Their job is to make your retirement, your elder years better. And they're looking out for you.
Yeah, and even if you do really want to sign up for these Advantage plans, that is just fine. That is something that we will be happy to help you with as well. We'll just make sure that that Advantage plan is going to work well for you and work in the way that you want it to. So we're never going to tell you not to do something. We're just going to help give you the guidelines and give you the pros and cons to every decision.
Now, what can you do if you want to know more about these commercials or the Advantage plan we touched on?
Yeah, so again, we're always going to encourage you to call the Aging and Disability Resource Center, but there are a lot of other agencies in the area that you can call. So there are many toll-free, non-biased agencies, of course, here at the ADRC. But you can always call Medicare directly as well. So Medicare, they're open 24/7. So if maybe you work late, you get off work at 7 o'clock in the evening when the ADRC is not open, that's okay. You can always call Medicare directly, and somebody will be able to answer some of these questions for you. There's also what's called the Medigap Helpline in Madison. They're also a nonprofit agency. We work with them quite a bit at the ADRC, so I can promise you they are amazing down there, incredibly knowledgeable, and they can also kind of point you in the right direction about these companies.
Hannah, as we're getting ready to wrap up here, let's let people know what not to do in these situations.
So I'm going to try to drive this one home. Please don't call the numbers on those commercials. Just remember that when you are calling those numbers, they are not local agents. They're not local companies. They are nationwide. So you might be talking to somebody in Florida or California. You might even be talking to somebody out of the country at a call center. So if you want somebody who's knowledgeable about the local insurance companies and the local providers in our area, please speak with someone at one of the nonprofits that we talked about, or even give us a call here at the ADRC, and we can walk you through, again, the pros and the cons of those decisions.
And let's wrap up talking a little bit about the ADRC as a whole. Got some great things going on over there. The stepping on classes are coming back.
They are. So those are starting back up in April and May. We're pretty excited about that. It's always one of our more popular classes. So this is a 7-week class to help adults reduce falls and stay active. And it is active. It's interactive. So when you join the class, you will learn about balance and strength exercises. You'll learn about those and practice those at the ADRC. But then there are also some skills that you can take home and practice yourself at home.
We've been talking a lot about care and what is available for Medicare. There's a Medicare Basics class, coming up.
There is. So we have Medicare Basics classes every month at the ADRC. We alternate between our Marshfield office and our Wisconsin Rapids office. So if you do live in Northern Wood County and the Marshfield office is closer to you, we also have classes up there. But these classes are geared towards anyone new to Medicare or who will be turning 65 in the year. We explore all the parts of Medicare, A through D, and everything in between. And they're taught by myself, as well as the other benefit specialist, Michaela, here in Wood County.
And, of course, Wood County Senior Dining is available as well. Want to let people know about that.
Yes. So we love our dining sites. We love our Meals on Wheels here at the ADRC. It's a really great resource, not only to help people in their home with the Meals on Wheels, but to help people who maybe want to get out of their house and join us at our senior dining sites. So our locations are at the 2nd Street Community Center. If you live at the Cedar Rail Apartments, we have one there for you. Of course, the Centralia Center, where the ADRC is located. And then we also have our Nakusa location, which we opened back up just a little bit ago at the community center.
I want to remind everybody as well, there are great volunteer opportunities with our ADRC, whether it's Meals on Wheels or helping out with the senior dining. There's a lot of great ways for you to be able to impact your community, help the ADRC do with the good work that they're doing. And especially as we're wrapping up this school year and everything, college kids out there or kids looking to go into college, a lot of things look good on a resume. Nothing better than volunteering at like an ADRC or something like that. There's always a great way to add and put it back into your community. And you can find out about those ideas and different things available with your monthly newsletter. I wanted to wrap up talking about that a little, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so if you have seen our monthly newsletter, it's called Choices, and it's something that we put out every month. There's articles written by our ADRC staff, as well as articles that we've brought in from other reputable resources around Wisconsin. If you can't get out somewhere Choices magazine is located. We do have them in some grocery stores. We have them at some gas stations. If you can't find one or pick one up, just know that we can also mail it to you. So it's just a $12 yearly subscription fee, and then that newsletter gets mailed to you. It's a really great magazine with a lot of really good sources, and just give us a call at the ADRC and we can help set that up for you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, Hannah, how can they reach you?
Yeah, just give us a call at the ADRC and...
I happen to have the number right here, Anna. 1-888-486-9545. That's 888-486-9545. You can also find out more information by going to adrc-cw.org. Hannah, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back. I apologize, but you did too good. I'm sorry. You're going to have to come back sometime.
Oh, well, that's a compliment I can take. That's all right with me. Thank you.
Say hi to the staff over there for us. We appreciate so much the work that you and your team over there do. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.